Off the ball, GAA.
You so put Tip ahead of Claire?
I would put Tip ahead of Claire.
Is that because you want to go home?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, we hear from the Leinster camp as they turn their attentions to Ulster back in the URC. Eben Etzebeth nears a return to action after more than 4 months out. And Ireland's women lick their wounds after a game of two halves with England in Cork. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Leinster have ruled Jack Conan and Ryan Baird out of Saturday's URC Interpro with Ulster at the Aviva. Conan sustained a minor shoulder injury in Friday night's Investec Champions Cup quarterfinal demolition of Glasgow, while Baird has a minor calf injury. Leinster said in a press release today that Conan and Baird will be assessed this week, but senior coach Jacques Nienaber told his press conference that neither player would be involved against Ulster. Meanwhile, Nienaber is not buying into suggestions that trouncing the likes of Glasgow and Harlequins to nil is detrimental to the Champions Cup.
Yeah, I guess it's a tough one to answer, because I mean, what is the reality? Reality is we play the opponent that's in front of us. So can you change it? Can we change and say, no, hang on, we don't want to play against Harlequins, or no, we don't want to play against Glasgow? We can't. It is what it is. It's our next opponent, and we can't. I always feel that to worry about things or to say we're not getting tested or getting tested, I mean, to make a comment like that, it's not going to help, is it? Because it is what it is. We just have to deal with it. And so that's our mindset. Listen, we deal with it as best we can. And Glasgow and Harlequins are formidable opponents, you know. So we really gave them a lot of respect, as we will give a lot of respect to Ulster, because they're quality sides. And if you get it wrong against them, they can put you away, like they've shown in the competitions that they're playing in. You know, if you look at Glasgow and their performances during the season in the URC, they're second on the log. You know, if you get it slightly off, they can put you away. So, for us, it's just you play whoever's the next one to stay in the moment, and the moment is Ulster this weekend. So yeah, it is what it is.
It is Ulster next for Leinster, whose second row Joe McCarthy was sporting a large shiner under his left eye today after that Glasgow win. He's been assessing the threat posed by Ulster this coming weekend.
Yeah, 100%. I think an interpro like this is great, because I always find Ulster always really raise their game against us interpro, and they'll be looking to turn us over. So there's no short of motivation for this game. We'll want to be at our best, put on a good show for the fans, and beat Ulster ultimately. I think Ulster, they always have a strong kind of maul. They're always a strong mauling side. So I know from a forward standpoint that we'll be looking to try and negate that, get after them in that aspect. They've got a lot of good ball players in their pack, good athletes, and Richie Murphy always has them pretty well drilled in attack. So we'll definitely challenge our defence. But so there's a good few areas and a lot of good young players playing with a bit of confidence, so it'll be a tough challenge.
And McCarthy has been enjoying playing alongside and getting to learn from Orgie Snyman.
The great things about Orgie is he makes other lads around him look way better, whatever, getting an offload, getting you through the line, or the pace comes onto the ball at the physicality, even his mindset. He's a good leader in our group as well. So no, there's loads of areas I can learn from him, and even just getting to know him in Leinster, he's a real smart rugby player. He's not just a massive big brute. He is that as well. But he's got quite a very good rugby brain around the line out. He's added great impact to that, and think added probably a bit of an extra layer to our line of attack and defence. So loads of areas can learn from him.
Connacht's Challenge Cup quarterfinal defeat to Racing on Saturday night has come with added cost. Out half, Josh Ioane suffered a fracture to his hand, while flanker Seamus Hurley-Langton fractured his wrist. Their expected absences will be determined by scans this week. Neither have been included, naturally, in Connacht's 29-man travelling party to South Africa for URC fixtures against both the DHL Stormers and the Lions. Also staying at home are Bundy Aki, Mac Hansen and Quaylen Blade. Hansen and Blade both have ankle issues, while Aki's nursing a heel injury. It's hoped that all three can return for Connacht's final home game of the regular season against Edinburgh on May the 10th. Prop Dennis Buckley has a thigh injury that also rules him out of the South African doubleheader, while Finn Tracy is observing return to play protocols following a head injury. In better news for Connacht, Shane Mullins and David Hawkshaw are among those returning to the squad, having missed their Challenge Cup knockout fixtures. The Sharks have dispelled notions of a retirement announcement from Eben Etzebeth by including him in their squad that will travel to the Northern Hemisphere to face Edinburgh and Ulster. The World Cup winner hasn't played since mid-December, initially due to concussion issues, but his comeback has been delayed by a hamstring injury picked up in international camp. Etzebeth is among four Springboks returning from injury for inclusion among John Plumtree's travelling party. He's joined by Grant Williams, Lucanio Am and Afolele Fassi. The Sharks head into that Celtic doubleheader fourth in the URC table and hoping to secure home advantage in the knockout phase. Ireland centre Eve Higgins says they were frustrated by Saturday's result against England in the Women's Six Nations. Having gone in at the break just 7-5 down to the reigning champions, Ireland conceded six tries in the last 32 minutes of the game to lose by 49 points to 5. Higgins told our reporter Megan Scully that they were hopeful of better.
Proud of our efforts probably for 50 minutes, and I think it just shows the quality of a side that England are, that you know, they're able to turn a gear on and get a few more scores in the second half than we probably would have liked. And it probably shows the growth that we need in the first half, that we didn't come away with more scores when we got into their 22. So, yeah, frustration but also pride from our first half performance.
That first half was absolutely incredible. I mean, the defensive work, the attacking, kept keeping England scoreless as well. Like, it was something to behold. And I guess with the World Cup year ahead, that's where you want to be.
Yeah, and like it definitely shows the growth from last year of, you know, how our defence has really come on. You know, I think it was in the 50s possibly at halftime last year, in the 40s. So to hold them scoreless for so long in the first half was obviously a testament to Hugh Hogan, our defence coach, and all the work that we've put in over the last few weeks to really up our defence. But again, I think there's loads that we could improve on, and it's an exciting year that hopefully we can put out more performances that are 80 minutes.
Flanker Brittany Hogan says the culture within the group has improved immeasurably in recent years.
Yeah, we always thought, we started this process 2 years ago when Scott came in, of a culture that was completely honest with each other. We were together and we were relentless in everything that we do. So we had a couple of hard months where we really, really got together and developed a culture that was strong. We could give each other feedback, either that positive or constructive, and we knew that we were all coming from a good place, because at the end of the day, the green jersey and our nation is what we're here for, and what we want to play for. So we all have the same goal at the end of the day, and it's just making sure that off the field we are just as strong as on the field, because that shows, like, if you're willing to put your body on the line for someone, you're going to do well.
Well, former Ireland internationals Hannah O'Connor and Alan Quinlan told this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast that Ireland can take heart from their performance against England, with fixtures to come away to Wales and Scotland.
Their post-match said a lot about it, in terms of they felt that slog in the first half, which is good. Like, and as I said, that's what you want to be doing. You don't want to be coming and giving them a walkover, because that's not what you want to do when you step out to represent your country. So yeah, as a lot of those things could be avoided, but I think that gap between where we are is closing. We just need that kind of experience, and every match like this leading up into World Cup, that experience for our players, you look at the caps per bench versus them versus us, there's just a gulf there that was always going to happen with the bench situation. But it's 40 minutes of actually playing them, actually putting it up to them, and not just surviving. So throw in another 10 minutes, you know, it was 50 minutes really where we were in it, and then the floodgates just opened. So it's about looking at those gaps as to how you can, as I said, improve and staying in it that bit longer with the strength.
It's so important now that they, you know, they don't wallow in that and kind of go, God, we've dropped back. They got to dust themselves down quickly, because
too much,
it's going to be a brilliant, if they can beat Wales and Scotland, then you're saying,
yeah,
right, we ran France very close here.
Best of the rest.
We probably should have beaten France. Yep. Could have beaten France. France are still a very good side.
Yeah. I think they will. I'll back them fully to kind of bounce back from this. I think the way the England match has fallen this year will suit the girls massively. It's often come in the second last match. It can literally be that where you're rolling straight into it and you have very little time to prepare. I think the extra fallow week to prepare against them and now kind of coming off the back of it with the excitement to get for two matches will stand to them. So I'll back them to finish on a high with the two that's left.
You can hear that full chat with Alan Quinlan and Hannah O'Connor elsewhere in the OTB Rugby feed. If you haven't become a member already, you can do so now by heading to offtheball.com/join. My name is Richie McCormack and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you. Thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.
This week on Diverted.
What have you heard about this festival?
That they fight each other. And some people in the past, they choose to die. So
you say that they choose to die?
Some of them. Because for them it's not something bad. If somebody dies, for the whole community is like an offering for Pachamama. To say thank you for what they have in life, the products, all this stuff.
In episode 3, we're going to Bolivia. As soon as I get there, this cloud of white gas starts billowing towards me.
Tear gas.
Oh my God, I can actually feel it.
Go, guys.
Go.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted.
On Off the Ball.